12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to A Spy Thriller with Teeth. 12-Sided Stories presents Dead Drop, a story-heavy, rules-light, Knights Black Agents actual play. And now, your director, Wes Otis.
Welcome to Dead Drop, episode number 2. I am Wes Otis, your director, and we have some awesome players with us. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, my name is Saint, or Saint Spider, and I am playing our resident fire person slash medic, Layla Soto. She's been shooting, and she's been running, and she's been carrying dead weight.
That's a great description of what you just did. Yes, definitely.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Sophia Vallardis, and she is a Kalina, and she just found a big mess. Big, big mess.
Hello, all. My name is B. My pronouns are they, them, and I am playing Decker Black, he, they. Now, Decker is the most handsome escape artist you have ever seen. He managed to escape what I imagine was federal prison exclusively by having a lot of good friends. Like, what does that say? That's just lovely.
It says you're the face, for sure.
Hello, I'm Pooja, she, her, and I'm playing Aja Kumar, who, the more I remember, the less I want to remember, but the more I want revenge.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
So a quick recap, we had a lot go on last episode. We will briefly go over everything because I don't want to drone on too long about it. As B said, Decker escaped prison because the Allfathers had threatened their mother, and that can't stand. So they were able to get out of prison because they are the face. And he knew a lot of people that he was able to move through and, you know, guarantee money for later and a coffee date, maybe, which was probably not going to happen. But the guy didn't know. So, you know, he'll get over it. Then you had Sophia, who walked into what looked like some kind of Nordic sacrificial ritual thing with really bad torturing of her friend Igor, who was blood winged. And less suspended, her and her friend Alexander started to clean up right away. One of the guys came out. They said something about Igor stealing a drug he wasn't supposed to know about, and they shot him. And now Sophia has left and has gotten a creepy call from somebody guaranteeing $1 million if she's willing to join this crew to help him out on this job. And he calls himself Van Helsing. Then we go over to Layla, who was helping one of her clients, Thaddeus, who had shot this woman and said that he had been shot himself and that everything was okay until she died. She was healing up and whatever, and then she came back to life. She was dead. She was gone. And then she came back up and like an angry zombie or ghoul or weird creature started lunging towards them with some great gunshots. They were able to get out, and we will get back to that obviously in a second because they have escaped. And then we go to Aja, who probably had the most jarring situation, waking up with puncture wounds in her throat, blood all the way down her white shirt, missing pants, and in a really shitty motel in downtown Chicago near the elevated train. She too got out and found her beautiful car with two duffel bags full of her kit. She found a tracer, and when she tried to remove it, the gentleman that she seems to be entwined with for some reason calls her and says, "Don't remove the tracker. I want to be able to find you in the most creepy way that you can imagine." The only thing she remembers is her Fremenese number, Layla, who she has done operations with before, and she needs help at this point because she's in the wind. Like, there's no memory of the last 6 months. She doesn't know where she's going. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on. That's where we left it in last episode. Let's start actually with Layla. Layla, I asked you a question at the end of last episode of where you're going to go and what you're going to do with Thaddeus.
Yes. So I think I'm going to follow through on my threat. I'm dropping him off at his mom's place, which I'm going to guess is like some massive estate in upstate New York or something like that. Just like
the Hamptons or some shit.
Yeah, big old East Coast plantation style. So
right, Aster shit.
Yes, that's where it's like, I know I can wash my hands of him here. Also, I wanted to drive very far away from the monster. Wasn't sure if it was going to follow us or anything yet. Did it try to follow us?
You could tell that it was trying to figure out the door, but was definitely more doggish than catish. So it wasn't able to open the door.
Got it.
You know, I'm going to say that this is the moment, because Asha was about to call you. As you're driving back down to DC, this is the moment that you get a call from Asha. The phone rings and you notice the fake name that I'm going to have Pooja come up with. So the fake name that you just did the last operation in London 6 months ago comes up on your thing, and you know that it's your explosives tech specialist expert.
What's the name?
I'm coming up with a noun.
Or I can just call you by your real name.
It's okay. It'll come up with Rena.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just be like, Miss Patel, nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, I wish I could say I was calling for better reasons.
I actually have something to share with you that also might not be so good, but please continue.
No, I'd love to hear it. But in the meantime, how close to Chicago were you?
It would take me a little bit of time.
Well, it's probably best if I leave the city anyway. Can I meet you somewhere? We could talk. Exchange information.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like a good idea. What's your current status? AKA, are you on a job or something?
Unknown.
That gives me a little bit of pause, and I'm like, interesting.
So, meet you in DC?
Yeah, I can do DC. Watch out for any red pills.
It's springtime. Don't forget to use insecticide.
Of course.
You rattle off a place that you know is a good place. Probably the park near the Washington Monument is going to be my guess, because that's where all spy thrillers go at some point.
It's like the seventh bench away from the phallic symbol.
Exactly. Let's switch over to Decker. You've been driving for a little bit.
Making light conversation.
You know, Jenny tells you about her life, and she's had a hard one. She talks about her father dying a couple of years ago and her mother not being able to deal with the situation. She's been drinking a lot. And, you know, she says, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. You know, I want to get out of that neighborhood. I just don't know how to. I dropped out a couple of years ago, and I don't have the resources. I don't know.
Why don't you give me your money? Let me rephrase that. My brain works. Give me all your money.
Give me all your money. I just keep your sob story and you make it worse. Why, everything goes bad. Let me just punch you in the face.
Right, take the wheel. Why don't you give me your number and we'll talk maybe a little later. Maybe I could see if I can wire you some money.
Really?
Yeah, look at what you're driving me so I can see my ma. Not just any stranger would do that. I mean, you're incredible. You've survived so much. You have so much kindness. You glow with just the brilliance that more people ought to have. And you, my dear, you are one of a kind.
That takes her low self-esteem kind of thing and sheds it away for a moment. And she perks up and she says, I really appreciate that. And as you're going down the street, you notice that your mom's place isn't far And you see a couple of motorcycles starting to pull up to park. And she pulls to the side and goes, I don't know why, but I don't want to get near those dudes. They look bad.
Here's my number.
And, you know, call me when you need me to pick you up or something. I can hang out for a little bit back here.
You, my dear, are fantastic. And I'm going to kiss her, the side of her cheek.
Okay.
Stay here for 30 more seconds and then go, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you later. Good luck.
See you, love. And I'm going to get the car and duck low immediately and try to hide behind some other vehicles.
Okay. I believe all of that sounds like stealth.
Yeah. Dun. One thing that I didn't... Oh, what is it? Is it called stealth in this?
No, I guess it's infiltration.
Okay, I'll take 2 points. 5, 6, 7, 7.
All right, so you sneak up and you see there's 4 of them on the porch knocking on the door like policemen's knock. What do you want to do?
How spread out are they? Are they all on the porch?
They're right next to each other. Yeah.
I would like to, from my cover, throw a rock, stone, garbage, something in that direction to signal that somebody's over here causing business to draw at least one or two of them away.
All right, don't need to make a roll. 2 of them look over, and the head one that did the knocks is like, go find out what the fuck's over there. And the other guy starts to walk towards the bushes area that you're at. The door doesn't open, but you hear the sound of, who is it?
Mama knows better. She's got like 2 chains on that door.
Yeah. And one guy goes, hi, Mrs. Black. I am a friend of your son, Decker's. There's been an accident and we were sent over here to tell you about it.
Motherfucker.
And you hear her say back, oh no, what happened? Unfortunately, it would be best if we told you in person, ma'am. It was bad. Happened in jail just yesterday. Oh, and you can hear her starting to undo the chains.
I'm jumping out. He can't open the door.
So this guy is like a few feet away from you now.
I think I'm going to jump out on him, tackle him, but we're going to make as much sound as possible.
Okay, so that's definitely...
is there like a grapple?
There is a grapple.
Hand to hand?
Hand to hand, yeah. And yes, there is. I believe that's like a checklist, but there is a grapple.
Oh, yeah. It's been a hot second. I believe I have like bonuses in my hand to hand because it's so good. So let me take a peek.
Page 76. And if you have a hand-to-hand rating of 8 or plus, which you do, you can drag a convenient moot, henchman, or minion into the path of incoming gunfire. Spend 3 hand-to-hand points to make a hand-to-hand attack against the moot. And so it's basically a grapple. It's actually perfect.
Yeah.
For what you need.
Oh my god.
You just have to spend 3 points, and then you make your roll.
6, baby. That is an 8 total.
Explain how smoothly you jump out of this bush and turn this guy around and make him your meat shield.
In the prison yard, there's a lot of contact sports with very little rules. And Decker became very good at this low roadie run. And like you grab them by the hips and you take them down before they even have a chance to react. So it's a very smooth charge takedown motion with like the sound outside, you know, the birds, the odd car driving by, the sound of the chains across the street. As my ma starts to open the door, you just hear like the sound of his skull cracking against the cement.
Awesome. So the others turn when they hear the ruckus and they're shocked and they see you and they see you holding on to their friend and they take out their weapons. 2 of them start running towards you and they're like, let him go, let him go. The other one starts to hit the door to try to open it up.
Shit. Ma, keep the door locked.
Okay, and you hear her going, what's going on? I don't know what to do.
I'm coming for you, Ma. Just stay put.
Okay. These guys open fire on you, even though they're carrying one of their friends, but it gives you complete cover. So it gives you, what's your normal hit threshold?
4.
4. So you have a high hit threshold, plus 3 with the mook shield. So yeah, they fire and they hit him a couple of times. He like gasps for a moment and dicks. Oh, it passes on. You need to make that distance. You can hear that door starting to give. So what do you want to do? You know, he's got a gun on him.
take in his gun and start shooting.
Okay, so you pull out the gun and start shooting. Okay, so give me some rolls for that.
God dang, I am not good at shooting, believe it or not. Oh, I have points in shooting.
You have 5 points in shooting, yes. So you have two people coming towards you. These guys have a 3 hit threshold.
I'll spend 1 point per person. You said there's 3 more?
Yeah, there's 3 more. One guy trying to get into the door, your mom's right on the other side, and the two that are running towards you.
Okay, yeah. One per person. So, person one, that is a 4 plus 1 is a 5.
Good.
Person two is a 6 plus 1, 7.
So yeah, you go over the shoulder. Do me a favor. Actually, they're mooks, so you don't really need to roll damage. They just crumple. The door gives. You hear the splintering of the wood. You hear your mom fall backwards, and the guy is right there. The distance is kind of far. You're going to have to shoot him.
I rolled a 1 plus 1 is 2.
Okay, you miss, and he turns around towards your mother, and then he shoots.
Running across the street. I am not looking where I'm going.
Okay. Would you say that you barrel into him?
Yes.
Okay. So we will be right back to you. Let's jump over to Sophia. You're sitting at a bench near the Washington Monument, and this woman comes up. She sits down next to you. It's nighttime. Everything's lit up very nicely. And she goes, "My name is Carla. Van Helsing sent me to talk to you about this job opportunity."
Okay, so hi, Carla. What's the job?
It's an operation. There are a bunch of jobs that are linked together that have to do with a drug that is spreading throughout Washington. It's not a street drug. It's not something you're going to find in a heroin dealer's bag or something like that.
Might this drug be called Baritola?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
I just know.
Well, it's some bad shit and some bad people, not mob people, actual people with Senate credentials are involved in it, at least we think. The first job is a party. There's a party happening just outside of D.C. This guy, Brad Templeton, is going to be hosting, I think, 300 people at a fundraiser for some church. He's connected somehow. Van Helsing doesn't know how, but he knows that that's the first place to start to get some information. But you'll need a crew because obviously you're a van person, correct? You do.
Yeah, I don't mix with the hoity-toities very well. Someone named Brad Templeton.
Yeah. You'll need a face, somebody that's good with B&E, and, you know, basically we need you to pull together a crew. It's 2 days from now.
2 days from now?
Yeah, I know. It sucks, doesn't it? But we're giving you a lot of money, so just play along. It's $1 million for each of you once it's all done.
I get that, but 2 days is a very short amount of time to pull together a crew and a plan.
Management is throwing money at it. That's all they can do at this point. Come on, you know people.
I know people, but all right, I'll do what I can.
Perfect. Like I said, 2 days. Here's what we have on them. She passes you a folder. Here's a little startup money. Puts a little briefcase down next to you. He goes, you'll contact me from now on. My number's in the attaché case. Good luck.
Thanks.
And then she walks off, and you're sitting there looking at the water, smelling the cherry blossoms in the spring. It's cherry blossoms, right? If I'm remembering correctly, in D.C. Because Japan sent a bunch of cherry trees over a long time ago. And is there anything you want to do right this second? Do you have any ideas? You know the clock is ticking.
I know Layla has a ton of contacts. I'll start with her.
Okay, so you dial the phone, you hear it ringing, and then you realize that it's ringing 2 benches down from where you're sitting.
I'd look over my shoulder.
And you see Layla with Asha, who you kind of know. You've heard about her work, but you haven't worked with her closely. And they're both sitting on the bench, not far away. And they both look at you.
And I just smile. I start laughing. And I go, exactly who I was looking for. And I walk over.
I guess serendipitous fits here.
Can't believe your phone's still on.
Unfortunately for Asha and Layla, you guys had just met. You had just gotten together. So you haven't been able to talk about anything yet. And then you get this weird call, and there's Sophia not far away.
I think it's important to note that I did blow up that car before I left. The car never moved.
I noted it. It is no longer. It's, you got rid of a very nice car.
I'm so mad about everything in there. I'm sorry. This was just a, you can cut it out. I just felt the need to like be like, man, I'm so angry.
That's fine. Being angry is good. I don't know if I will cut that out. Let people know your feelings.
Yeah, I'm just so mad about that jackass calling me. Ugh, gross. Not even this episode anymore, but I'm still mad about it.
You three are sitting on a bench in Washington, D.C. It's nighttime. Speak amongst yourself for a moment.
Well, I didn't think you were going to bring somebody else.
She actually didn't. I was here for other reasons, and I was just calling Layla, and I heard her phone ring two benches down from where I was.
I think the thing is just that I actually have friends. I just look at Asha for a second.
Wow. Shadehammer.
Yeah. You have friends. I've got contacts.
Indeed.
We'll see which one is more useful in the situation.
I'm not even getting into this with you, okay? We know we can work together. Let's just chill. You've had a rough night. I'm being nice to you now.
Been a very rough day.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep being nice to you. You can be nice to me too, all right? Nice to see you, Sophia. What brings you to this bench on this lovely night?
I've had an interesting offer. And Layla, you were the first person I thought of to call. A person got in contact with me. They dropped some names of people I trust. So, you know, I feel it's pretty legit. They want me to put together a crew for a job. They're paying $1 million a piece for it.
That's... Ultimately, that does sound too good to be true. Who, do you have any idea who contacted you?
They call themselves Van Helsing.
Have I ever heard that before, Wes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's cheesy as hell. It's a cheesy name. You're like, that's a cheesy code name.
That's
a cheesy code name, Van Helsing.
But, you know, it might actually align with my interests as well there.
Well, I can vouch for Sophia. I'd say if you've got issues, you can tell the both of us and it will be secure.
That's good enough for me. But I'm going to assume that I'm wearing a turtleneck despite it being too humid and too warm for this.
Right.
I mean, I don't know exactly how much I trust this much coincidence, but anyone calling themselves Van Helsing is someone I want to be in touch with. And I pull down the corner of my turtleneck to show like the bite mark on the side of my neck.
Yeah.
Oh, I go in with my medical eyes. Does she need anything? Like, does she need like...
It looks like it might be starting to get infected. It looks bad.
Oh my God, Asha. I'm going to pull out a
wipe. I could probably also use a steak. You know what? I'm hungry. Yeah. Go somewhere and talk.
Oh God. I'm going to pull out some gauze and they just be like, good golly. Or maybe not good golly. What the fuck? Okay, we've got a vampire bite, a vampire hunter. I came across perhaps a zombie dog lady. So we'll...
What?
It is truly a long and stupid story and complex. But I believe, and I'll just show the bottle, we've got a medical miracle happening around us. Maybe a medical nightmare. So,
do I see the name on the bottle of the drug?
Baratola.
Oh, okay. So Baratola, a friend of mine, was just killed over that. We found him. Do you know what bloodwinging is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we found him bloodwinged over this stuff. Apparently, he stole some of it, and it pissed off the wrong people.
It's interesting. Such an ancient method of torture and humiliation has been brought out amongst all these other ancient references.
I mean, bloodwing is... I'm trying to think back. Like, I got briefed on something.
You all have dealt with the All Fathers before, and it aligns with white nationalists who use Nordic and Viking iconography as part of their "we're a pure race" bullshit. And so that's the connection you make instantly. Remember with Gumshoe, if you have a point in something like history or criminology or something like that, you get whatever clues that might come up. So you can just ask me and I'll give you the intel.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, it's like, oh, of course, the All Fathers.
Yeah, there was an All Father there. And that's how we know that it was stolen.
Mm. Okay. Well, there was whoever did this to me, who goes by C, they've got money. The tracker they put in my car was not cheap. And they knew what they were doing. Nobody rolled by my car and stuck it to the bumper. Access, money, All Fathers. And from what you said, sounds like your zombie dog.
Person.
Person. Yeah. Your zombie dog person was rich.
Yeah, or in the company of the rich. So, yeah. Also, the other person that was there was raving about taking bullets to the chest and it healing completely. I didn't see this with my own eyes, but I did put a couple bullets in that monster and it was still alive before we escaped. So, yeah, I'm seeing a couple things perhaps being connected here.
Hmm. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, I don't either. I have a feeling this Van Helsing person doesn't like any of it either. And that's why they've hired, well, at least me, to put together a crew.
Yeah, I'm interested in putting a stop to it. Nothing good can be gained by white supremacists, undead. Or more undead rich idiots.
Oh, yeah.
That's equally as bad.
Yeah.
I think just any undead is pretty bad.
But yeah, I'm with Sophia on that one.
All right, it's time to jump back over to Decker. Decker, you hit this guy really hard. He goes flying. Your mom's been shot right in the shoulder. Blood is coming out. She's unresponsive. You hear the sound of a car skid up behind you, almost hitting the other guy's bikes.
Fuck.
And you just quickly look over your shoulder, and it's Jenny. And she opens the door and goes, come on, quickly, come on.
Jenny, okay. And grabbing my ma, I'm trying to think of like what would be, there's maybe like a little towel that's sometimes used to like wipe mud off the shoes. So I'm grabbing that to put pressure on the wound.
Okay. So you grab a nearby towel.
It's like a doily
or something. Towel. Or
very decorative.
And you put it on there and you're carrying your mom out. And she goes, look out behind you. And the biker guy is turning around, he's going to shoot at you. You have an opportunity to shoot him first. So how many points would you like to use?
I have 2 more points left in shooting for the day.
Okay.
I'm going to use them.
Okay.
Fuck this guy. That's a 4 plus 2 is 6.
Excellent. Roll a 6-sided die for me and tell me how many points of damage you do.
3, which was 3.
Plus 1, right? So 4.
4. Perfect.
So you hit him. He drops his gun. You put your mom in the backseat of the car. You get in the backseat with her.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny speeds off. She's like, holy shit. I know you said leave, but I heard gunshots and I didn't know what to do. And
no,
I,
thank you. Thank you.
Where are we going? Where are we doing? What's...
Fuck, I need a medic. I'm trying to think. So, like, Decker on the outside world, he was a bodyguard.
He was a bodyguard and a badass agent sometimes. He was retired when he was a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. So, I would have contacts in D.C.
Yes. You would know Layla, and you would know probably Sophia.
Jenny, can I use your phone?
Yeah. Here.
Thank you.
Am I going to the doctor? If we take you...
No, just keep driving. I'll give you an address in a second. And like I dial a couple numbers, it rings. I'm like, no, it's not the fucking number. Beep, 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 beep. Is this? Nope. Shit. Come on, brain. I know this.
Domino's.
No, I don't want your pizza. Beep. And then like on the 5th try, I call her number.
Layla, you're sitting on the bench and you guys have decided, hey, this is what we're going to do. And suddenly a phone call comes up from a number you've never seen before. And everyone has talked about phone calls from numbers they've never seen before tonight. So you're reticent, but it's ringing.
Well, I know on this burner, you know, I can answer a call and just let someone talk to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to be like, interesting. I answer. I just answer.
It's Decker. Decker Black. I'm in D.C. I'm out. I just tell me this is Layla.
Yes. Okay, take a deep breath. What is happening?
There were some guys on bikes, and then I got my mom shot. I need, she needs medical support, right? I can't sew. I don't know how to sew.
So don't try to sew anything. Okay, where are you?
And like looks up.
Ginny rattles off the place, and they're probably about, I'd say, 8 miles from where you are right now.
Okay. I had him on speakerphone, so does anyone else know Decker?
I'm going to say the other two do know Decker. Decker is a face.
Okay, cool.
And so he is known by pretty much everybody. He's in a lot of crews.
All right. I had it out so that they, had it on speaker so that they heard this. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Decker's in trouble right now, so I guess right now, let's just go help him out.
Okay.
And maybe he can help us out later.
I thought Decker was in prison.
Are you coming to me? Am I going to you?
I'm gonna come to you. Stop moving. Unless, you're being chased? Are you being chased?
Not that I know, but maybe.
No bikes behind
you. Sorry. Okay.
I mean, three of them are probably killed, and the fourth is... Ugh.
Right. All right. Okay. Well, good job. Also, let's go to you.
Is there like a Denny's parking lot? Or
sure,
something?
There's always a Denny's parking lot. It's not Denny's. It's a knockoff. It's like Lenny's. It's still the same sign, but they just changed the D to an L.
Good. Same color branding.
Same color. Everything's that. You know where it is. So you park in the back and your mom is breathing shallow and there's blood everywhere and you're pressing down. And
I got her upright too because blood flows, gravity and something like that.
Ginny gets out real quick and grabs a blanket out of her trunk. It takes 10 minutes or so.
Layla, Asha, and Sophia show up.
Okay, you're all together.
Okay. All right. We pull up. I have all my shit in the back. So I'm going to approach, like, show me where she is.
I wave you over. Backseat, come on.
Okay, I'm going in. Make sure the car light's on. I'm making sure that there is enough space for me to try to work and see if the bullet went clean through, all that stuff. So I'm just like, get the fuck back, everybody.
I'm crowding. I'm still crowding.
Back up, Decker. Back up.
I can't just... Is she going to be okay?
I know.
Ginny grabs your arm and
says, let me look.
Come on, Decker. Get back a few feet.
Fine.
Let her work.
I go back a foot.
Okay. Oh
my gosh. Yeah. And so I'm going to lift the doily towel and see what the damage is. What can I assess right now?
It looks like it went clean through. You notice that she is losing a lot of blood and that you need to pack her shoulder with a lot of gauze and stuff. It's definitely a medical roll.
All right. Let's do it. Medical. Was it a hard roll?
Yes, it's a hard roll because she's an elderly woman. You're behind a Lenny's in the middle of the night in the back of a car trying to fix this poor woman's shoulder.
Okay. All right. 3 points. Oh, I got a 6. That means it's 9.
First thing you do is you give her some painkillers that are going to knock out some of the pain, but it's not the kind that makes them go to sleep. Pack her full of gauze and you use smelling salts to make her wake up because you want her conscious. She wakes up. She sees Decker being held back by Ginny a few feet away and she goes, son, you're supposed to be in prison.
What? Hey, Ma,
did you get out early?
I did.
Who attacked me?
Don't.
It's okay,
strain
it's okay.
Yourself.
Oh.
Don't strain yourself. Mrs. Black.
Yes.
We're going to have to take you somewhere where you can get more blood. You've lost a lot of blood.
I'm O positive, probably. Decided right now.
You could do a transfusion because that's very cinematic right here in the parking lot.
But... what was it, Lenny's?
In the Lenny's. It would be another roll, though, that you'd have to make.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask, do we have to do that?
No, you have time, but if she goes to a hospital, the police get involved.
Right, but maybe if I make a network roll, I know someone who would fudge the paperwork.
That makes absolute sense to me. Let's see, so...
And then I won't accidentally kill both Decker and their mom.
Yeah. Do you say that you're going to take her to a hospital?
Well, I was about to say, I'm going to take you somewhere. Okay. So perhaps it's like emergency room in a kind of rural area, or not, we're in DC, but you know, there might be like a kind of like less looked upon kind of clinic where they can do this.
Yeah. There's Dr. Goldfield, who does a lot of work for the mob and also other clandestine projects around town. They are very secretive and they're good for your purposes.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to relay that information. It's like, we need to get you to a place where we can continue to help you, Mrs. Black. And I'm looking at Decker. It's like,
Whoa, I know somebody. We're not taking her to a hospital. And he's going to step in really close to you. I broke out of prison. I didn't get let out. I cannot do anything official.
Okay. I assumed that because you just came from a gunfight, so none of this is official, but I appreciate you being concerned and thinking. That's great. That's growth. So we are going to take her somewhere because I can't do a field blood transplant. This is not the 1800s or like we don't have leeches. Like I want her to live. So we got to get over there. You can trust him.
Who's the doctor? What's his name?
Dr. Goldfield.
What's her? He's her? He? They?
They.
They.
They? Fantastic. Their work is so incredible that they've got the whole, you know, two-tier thing going on. We got a night practice and the daytime goodwill practice, okay? It's great. They're playing both sides of the morality fields and somehow coming out perfectly good. It's amazing. I really wish I had done that idea. But honestly, they had it first, so I'm not going to step in the territory.
Okay. I've never heard the name. Sophia, have you heard of them?
Yeah, Goldfield's a specialist.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Great job.
Whatever we do, we need to go.
It's like,
fine.
Go to Decker. It's like, I get that you're upset, but you need to get it the fuck together, or your mom's not going to make it.
Okay. Good seeing you two. You look like shit.
You know, it happens.
You all jump in the different cars. You speed over to Goldfield, and they are going to take a look at your mom. And what we're going to say is why they are working. Jenny is out smoking a cigarette by the car, kind of freaked out a little bit. And the four of you are together waiting for news about whether or not this all went off without a hitch. This would be the time that if Decker wanted to, could kind of relay what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm. So while pacing back and forth at high speeds, alternating like that dry hand washing to like playing with their locks to just like rubbing their hands aggressively on their pant legs. Like, okay. So I didn't get let go of prison. I had to leave on my own. I came looking for my mosh. They threatened her, the Allfathers, those fucking pieces of shit. When I see one of them next, they are going to pay. They were going to hurt my mom. They did hurt her. I just, he's progressively, but like through the emotion, you do kind of get a retelling of what's happened in the past. 2 hours?
Yeah, just a few hours. Everything has been very fast.
So I say, okay. And I take out Carla's number and I give Carla a call.
Already? What happened? It's been like 45 minutes.
Well, I've pretty much got my team, but...
And you were worried?
But I need a favor.
Of course you do. What favor? What do you need?
Well... And I relay to her some of Decker's stuff, and I need him to be able to be officially released without penalty.
Oh, fuck. That's federal prison. Do they know what that means? How hard that's going to be?
You're talking about $1 million a person. You hand me a briefcase full of cash, and you're telling me you can't make that happen?
I'm not saying I can't make it happen. I'm saying that... It's beyond the scope of our agreement, and that maybe in the future we might have to come up with a, what do they call it, quid pro quo?
Maybe in the future you'll give me more than 2 days' notice. But this guy's the best.
45 minutes, so I'm not quite worried about that.
This guy's the best face. This guy's the best face in the business. I can't go with anybody else.
Fuck. All right, but you tell Decker he owes me, like, owes me. This is huge. Big. All right?
Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, but I didn't hear that last part click.
Did I hear $1 million?
Yeah, that's the part I haven't had a chance to tell you about. Each.
Shit!
And a good chance to stick it to the Allfathers.
Yes.
Fuck yes. I'm in. As long as my ma's okay. A lot of that money's gonna go towards her medical expenses.
Your ma'll be fine. I'm sure we could get that taken care of, too, but we won't push it. We're just going to get you the release first.
Yeah. No, totally. One thing. Also, Jenny,
yeah?
So this is probably a lot, and, like, he's going to take her by the shoulders. I just want to let you know you will be paid handsomely for your assistance.
I didn't do it for payment. You were just in trouble. It's okay. You don't have to pay me for it.
Kindness begets kindness, or something like that. Kindness begets money? I don't know. Just thank you.
At that point, the door opens up and Goldfield comes out, and they go, she's stable. She's going to be okay. She's going to need to stay here for at least 24 hours. Then she's going to have to go to a safe place where she can just recover. Her arm is going to need some physical therapy. But she's fine. She's knocked out. She won't be up for a while. I
can't see her yet.
You can see her, but she won't be able to respond to you.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you so much.
No problem. If you want to come through with me and take a look, and they take
brushes
you in.
Right by.
Okay. And yeah, she's patched up really well. She's sleeping comfortably. It's a smaller clinic, and she's on a heart monitor and all that stuff, and she looks very peaceful.
Aw. Oh, Ma, I did it again. I got myself into some trouble, but it's fine. It's fine. It's always fine. And you're going to be okay, just like you always are. We've gotten through it all. And he kisses her on the forehead, pats her hand, and they leave.
As you're about to walk out, Jenny's at the door and she goes, look, whatever all this shit is going on, you have to deal with it. I can stay here and make sure she's okay. You have my phone number.
Yeah.
You got shit to deal with, and obviously you need somebody to look after her. I can make sure she's safe. I'll put her up in a hotel or something.
That would be fantastic. I'm going to contact you as soon as I get a phone. It'll be coming from a brand new number, but that's fine.
Just do it.
Thank you.
Go.
Thank you.
And she gives you a slight kiss on the cheek. Says, get going, okay?
I'll see you later.
All right. Good luck. And I think this is a great place for us to stop this particular episode. Thank you all so much. I had a lot of fun. I hope you all had a lot of fun. So let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. This time, let's start with B.
Hello, all. As always, I'm your non-binary busy B. You can find me on Twitter is @B_Zelda. I'm a podcaster, host of Anime Attaché. You can find me on 12-Sided Stories right here. You can find me on Iron Eater Reforged, One Shot Network, The Broadswords, oodles of other things. I'm a tabletop Twitch streamer. You'll have to follow me on Twitter to figure out what my schedule is because I do not know what it is. I occasionally do some writing as well as I manage the community for D&D Adventurers League, and they have released some neat stuff that you'll probably just have to follow the D&D Adventurers League Twitter to figure out as well.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and honestly, I am very relaxed and not doing nearly as much as B, but hey, I am on Twitter if you want to say hello to me, and that is @SaintSpiderTV. That is spelled out, so SaintSpiderTV. Thanks.
Hi, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter @LADaisyGirl. That's LADESI girl. Pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play TTRPGs on Happy Jacks RPG occasionally, and it's probably okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter @Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me @PlateMailGames. And if you want to find the
podcast. Find us on Twitter or Instagram at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 and then Sided Stories. Or you can find us on our website, 12sidedstoriesallwrittenout.com. We also have a stream on Twitch. Check that out. It's Providence Decay, which Michelle, B, and Saint are on, as well as the wonderful Janine, who is not here with us right now, which is a Call of Cthulhu game. It's a lot of fun. If you want to help out the show, you can throw some 5 stars at us on whatever your favorite platform is. Give us a shout out. We love that. We love hearing what you like about the show. Or go over to Patreon or Ko-fi and become a member and get a lot of really cool stuff every month, including Agent's Dossier, which is our Delta Green game, which blows through characters like nothing. Probably going to be some deaths soon anyway. If that sounds great to you, check it out. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Night's Black Agents Dead Drop, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.